Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I don't care how tough we are, how well strung together we are, there are periods in our lives that we come completely unhinged and undone. Have you ever had a period in your life where you were undone? We have that in the story today. There's only a few short words about it, but I'll give you the rest of the story. The disciple Peter was a strong man. He was charismatic, he was courageous. When he saw Jesus walking on water, he thought that was the greatest thing, and so he decided to go out with him. He only lasted a few seconds, but none of the other disciples tried that. Whenever there was something going on, Peter was in the middle of it. He was the leader. He was a strong man, and he was a courageous man. And even when Jesus was arrested and everyone fled, Peter did not stick around. He didn't want to be arrested, but he followed and saw where they were taking Jesus. And my theory is that he was looking to see how they could spring him. He wanted to, at the very last minute, try to find a way to save his Lord and Master Jesus. Now, Jesus had predicted that he was going to deny him, and Peter was insulted. Can you imagine? I've been with you 3 years. I've never left your side. And now you think that I'm going to deny you? Never. And he really believed that because he was a strong and courageous man. And as he was waiting around to see what would happen to Jesus, maybe casing the place, he was completely undone. And it was not by a tough soldier with a sword. I could have understood that. If a big guy came to him with a weapon and said, "You're one of them." Oh, no. He got undone by a little girl. It was a servant girl. She came up to him and said, "Weren't you one of his disciples?" Now, if you have ever seen a movie about this, about the Passion, Hollywood tries to make it different. What they do is they surround Peter with a threatening crowd. And so, of course, he's going to deny because he's frightened. Doesn't say that in any of the Gospels. In every one, the little girl comes up to him and says, "I think you were one of his followers." And he completely loses it, gets unhinged and said, "No, I'm not." And then she said, "Well, you know, yeah, you are." "No, I'm not." And then the third time he bellows it out and starts cursing up a blue streak. "No, I'm not." And then a rooster crowed. And they also, the Bible says that Jesus was in a courtyard surrounded by the soldiers, and he looked over at Peter. Can you imagine? And Peter was completely devastated and undone. Have you ever been undone? We think that we can handle just about anything, and then something comes along and undoes us. A man told me a story once of his dad. He said his dad was a very gruff man, and when his mom died, Dad was completely stoic, went through the funeral. Weeks that followed, not a tear was shed. He said, and 2 months later, the parakeet died, and Dad cried for a week. Completely undone. Something will get through our defenses. Have you ever been undone? Not only was he undone, but every time he heard a rooster crow, and there must have been a lot of them there, he couldn't kill them all off, he was reminded of the words that he couldn't take back. He was reminded that the last words Jesus heard him say were, "I don't know him." That sense of complete and utter dejection. So you can imagine on the first day of the week when the women came and they saw this young man, a messenger of God, sitting in the tomb and saying those great words, oh, he's not here, he's risen. And then he said, I want you to tell the disciples. Well, that would include Peter. But then the young man went on and said, and Peter. And in those words, and Peter, rest the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because and Peter says, when we are undone, when we fail, when we feel like we have just done the worst thing possible, God hits the reset button. That's what Easter's all about. We cannot undo the past. We cannot unsay the words that we have said in haste. But in Jesus, he redeems us in the present and for our future. That same Peter who was so cravenly cowardly that day, after he heard those words and Peter went on to be a great champion of the faith. And he was hauled into court. And when he went into court and they said, you must not preach, he said, I can do no other. He was sent to prison after another disciple was beheaded. And they thought that he was going to be beheaded too. And he's in prison and he's fast asleep because he is completely free. That's the promise of Easter. When we've been completely undone, we can hit that reset button. The promise of Easter is redemption. The promise of Easter says that we have the power to overcome each and every day. Whatever failure we have had, whatever tragedy we have been a part of, God can turn us around. He did that for Paul. When Paul said, I am not worthy, I am the least, he was not being, that was not hyperbole. He was a rotten person. He killed people. And yet God turned him around. And he can do the same for us. That is the promise of Easter. Have you been undone in this life? We get today to hit the reset button. God will take us through that time. God will restore us, and we will go on to live in his light. That is the promise of Easter. So whenever you feel like you're defeated, you say, tell the disciples and put our name in there. Tell the disciples and Dawn that I'm going ahead of them. Jesus is present here today, will be present in our joys and in our sorrows, will wrap us with his love each and every day, because that is what Easter is all about. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful that not only have you gone on before the disciples, but you are here this day. And the promise of new life is here. Not only life eternal, but life for tomorrow morning. And we ask that we will leave in that promise this day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.